Hey, y'all. My name is Mike. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from a desire to isolate and hide. I first came to Watermark in this ministry 16 years ago. I went through the curriculum and would later lead several groups. It was a season of victory for me that would last several years. However, I would slowly drift away under the weight of unconfessed sin and isolation. I would go on to have 10 years of sobriety from cocaine, meth, and marijuana, but I let my guard down, and pornography became a smoldering coal that would later turn into a raging fire. By 2015, I had fully relapsed and was well on my way to reaching a new bottom lower than the one before. And once the pattern of drug binges combined with pornography had started, I just couldn't stop. The consequences would soon begin to rain down upon me. I suffered a widowmaker heart attack that should have killed me. I didn't stop. A month later, my wife and stepkids left me due to my drug use. I didn't stop. My beloved dog drowned in my swimming pool while I was inside my bedroom doing cocaine and binging on porn. And I didn't stop. My business partner of 10 years split with me. And I could go on and on. Even after all of these things, I failed to yield. Then the Lord God pulled out his hammer. He took away my mental health in the midst of my addiction. I was then introduced to a different type of pain. It's the kind of pain that only those with mental disorders can relate to. Being tormented 24 hours a day, day after day after day. As a friend described it, I appeared to have had a King Nebuchadnezzar experience where God brought the king to his knees through a season of insanity. It was terrible. At that point, I finally became ready to step out of my isolation and to seek help. I found a Christian psychiatrist who was able to help me stabilize my brain chemistry so that I could take the next steps out of isolation. In the spring of 2017, I sensed that God was moving in my life, and he used a region leader named Jim Morgan. Jim served in Watermark's recovery ministry from the early days going back to 2003. Jim was a simple man, but he was a man of God. He was without a doubt one of the most faithful men I've ever known. In April of 2017, Jim passed away. I somehow saw the news on the internet, and the Lord drew me to his funeral like a magnet. So I sat in the back, deeply convicted about how my life had no purpose, especially in comparison to Jim Morgan's life. I wanted to live a life that would have meaning after I was long gone, but I was far from it. While reconnecting with some old friends at the funeral, one of the Watermark's elders literally bumped into me as he walked by, and I remember reaching out to him and telling him I needed to talk, and I wanted to apologize for being a bad witness for the church. He asked if I was seeking forgiveness, and I said, yes, that's it. He told me to look him in the eye and ask for it. And when I did, he told me I was forgiven. I'd made my first amends without knowing it. Next thing I knew, two leaders of the church joined us and were praying over me. I was a prodigal leader of the church who had come home. There was no judging, there was no shaming, there was just love and happiness that I was back. It was one of the best days of my life. They encouraged me to come to Regen, telling me it had really changed since I'd last been to a Monday night. So I showed up that very Monday, and my new journey had officially begun. By God's grace, he broke me until I was truly ready to put everything on the table. He provided two strong leaders and a wonderful mentor to shepherd me through the steps. I love all the steps, but step five, confess was the most powerful for me. After confessing all my junk to my mentor, the miracle happened. That is that I knew Jesus Christ in a much more personal way, and I believe that he died for each and every one of my specific sins. and it set me free. Psalm 32, 3 through 5 says, there was a time when I wouldn't admit what a sinner I was, but my dishonesty made me miserable and filled my days with frustration. All day and all night, your hand was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water on a sunny day until I admitted all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me, and all my guilt is gone. After confessing, it was time to repent, to turn away from my sin and turn to the Lord. My prior experience taught me the first thing I needed was community, to not live this life alone like I had before, to be held accountable, to grow, and to not isolate was vital. God was faithful. That's who he is. After commencement, he put me in a community group with three other godly men who were pursuing the Lord alongside me, and I can't tell you how thankful I am to have those men. He's allowed me to serve others by co-leading a step group and pass on that which was passed to me. It has become perfectly clear to me now that my journey has to be anchored in prayer, his word, and his people. Stay in prayer, be in the word, surround myself with his people. These days, my life's one day at a time, you know, one step at a time. And I've heard it put like this. Put one foot in front of the other, and pretty soon you'll look back and see that you walked a mile. Regeneration, it's what God does. As I leaned into him, I realized that he's always been there for me. I did my part the best that I could, and he did his, just as he promised. He has regenerated my body. He has regenerated my mind. He's regenerated my friends. And most importantly, he's regenerated my heart. He did it for me, and he'll do it for you if you let him. Revelation 2:17, back half says, he says, he's speaking to those who are victorious in Christ, and I will give to each one a white stone, and on the stone will be engraved a new name that no one understands except the one who receives it. This verse is huge for me. That my Father, my Heavenly Father, created me to be unique, one of a kind, made to be intimate with him, and he will even give me a new name. I see this as a very intimate moment. I can't wait to get my new name from my Lord and Savior, but until that day, my name is Mike. And I do have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from a desire to isolate and hide.